You're listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. For more information and to support the show, head to wespeakcommon.com.
Welcome to the seventh episode of Tavern Talk on the We Speak Common network. This show is made possible by our wonderful Patreon supporters and incredible partners at the Dice Dungeon, where you can get 10% off your entire order with the code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout, as well as our partners at Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, where you can find amazing box decks as well as descriptions. And with the code COMMON at checkout, you can save 10% off each month's subscription for the first 2 years. Now, settle in by that cranium, because this is Tavern Talk.
Ben will kill me if he hears the hum.
Does the house just like come standard with AC? That's wild.
For the most part.
That's fucking wild.
Oh, this is how we're gonna intro this, isn't it? This is great. This is the intro. It depends. I have central air in my apartment. Mm. If not, you can get like a window unit. Otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Right. But
I have to say it's better than the UK, but like, you know, at least I can sleep comfortably.
I mean, no, it gets really hot here sometimes. Like, it gets like 30 degrees Celsius.
That sounds like my hell.
And then you just have to, like, deal with it. Mm-mm. It happens, like, one day in, like, a year, but then it's horrendous.
I'll wear shorts to bed in the winter. That just sounds terrible to me.
I mean, like, in the winter, then you're going to, like, die because heating's so expensive. And you can't afford to, like, heat your house, and then you just, like, everyone freezes to death. It's fun. So anyway, welcome to Tavern Talk. On to more interesting subjects other than being killed
Dave's
by
back.
The government. I'm back. I'm here. And I have a drink that's called Alien Secretions.
And why is that?
It's green and it tastes like fruit.
It's a win-win.
That's why. That's exactly why. There's no reason why.
No reason why?
No. No, we are talking about all things aberrant today, and how to play something aberrant, mainly elephants, infested dead bald people, infested with brain creatures. What else are we infested and by?
I think before we get super far into this, because I know both you and I have had this game has had a chokehold on
us. Yes, yes. We are going to be talking probably about the first part of Baldur's Gate, mainly the intro, maybe a little bit after.
Mainly early game spoilers. I have like 20 hours into the game right now. I don't know how much you have.
I don't remember. It's too many.
but there will be minor spoilers with that and then body horror stuff.
Yeah, probably loss of control. Mildly, and body horror warnings, I would say. And probably we won't speak about it now, but it's just there just in case. Right? Because Alithas are scary.
That opening scene made me squirm.
Oh, the eyeball bit?
Yeah. All right, and we're starting off great. So I hope you clicked off. Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
Tasty. Oh, good. I loved it. So, Chris, have you ever wanted to play an Illithid?
I've thought about it. I've looked at different men. This was a while ago when I like first started playing because I love the idea of Mind Flayers, especially when I was super into researching Spelljammer.
Yes.
I thought they'd be really, really fun to play in their own bit.
Yes, yeah, super fun. I love them. I think they're absolutely great. It comes back to the whole like cosmic horror thing that we've talked about multiple times. Absolutely in love with them. I also enjoy, minor spoilers for Dungeons and Mad Mage here. I'm going to pause, turn it off right now, skip ahead like 2 minutes. I don't know if you know this, Chris, spoilers for you. In the Dungeons and Mad Mage, one of the levels has a crashed ship which has a pirate Illithium.
I knew about a crash ship. I didn't know the interior, like anything yes. about the inside, so but I knew there was a crash ship in there.
There is a an illithid pirate, which is very fun, and the artwork is beautiful for it. But yeah, that image, when I was running through Dungeons the Mad Mage as a player, like it sunk its teeth into me. Like, I loved that image. It's so cool and so different to any other like illithid that I've seen before, because normally you've got like the like wizardy kind of style, like you don't really see like combat illithids that much, right? Unless they're like full vampiric illithids where they're like more like xenomorphs than anything else.
Exactly, because like what, there's a normal mind flayer and then there's mm-hmm. Nalhoun, which is mm-hmm. like the lich mind flayer. I don't think I've seen, at least in the source books I've looked in, any main, like, hand-to-hand combat style one.
There's the Vampiric Mind Flayers, which are in Ravenloft, but that's, and they're not even, like, I don't, off the top of my head, I mean, I'm probably corrected by about 5,000 people here, but I think they aren't controlled by, like, a normal hive mind, like a Mind Flayer is. I think they have their, like, own whims, or they are controlled by the vampire rather than the mind flayer. They are like thralls to the vampire rather than the brain. Right?
I think. I was
sure. I
run back and grab my copy.
I'm probably completely incorrect, but that's what I'm going with. I'm sticking with it. That's my story now.
You know, it's a compliment.
I mean, in my world, that's what they are now. Sure. I'm just going to go with that. So, question for you. If you were going to play a Mind Flayer or a Mind Flayer adjacent being, how would you create that? What would you go with?
Well, first off, what do you mean by Mind Flayer adjacent being?
So, like, so if you got a little, if you got a little tadpole in your brain and it's telling you to do pretty things, how would you do that?
I think I would go about doing that. Let's start with looking at a Mind Flayer, an illithid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I would build that character from, look at the stat block, see what's available.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then see where I can kind of combine it, depending so on the...
So you would do a homebrew race?
I think I would do a homebrew race kind of thing. Unless I'm doing a one-shot where I'm using stat blocks instead mm-hmm. of actual character sheets, which is a really fun time when we did that for our Frostfell campaign.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were interestingly attacked by an Ozblood ship. Interesting.
which was a lot of fun, and I definitely want to run some one shots like that. That probably would be real.
So
fun
much to easier to do than like telling everyone to make characters and stuff. Just give everyone a stat block or tell them to pick a stat block, right?
I don't remember what I was. I was a garbage.
You were kobold. Yeah. Did you? I can't remember what you used it from. Was it from Tome of Beasts?
It was a Tome of Beasts book. Either Tome of Beasts or Creature Codex. I don't remember which one it was at.
One of them, but it was super fun. Really, really fun. I loved it. Anyway, I interrupted you.
Yeah, you're good. I would probably try and try and homebrew it with a mix mm-hmm. of like the classes I want to play and how I can build it going in relation with the illithid stat block, still mm-hmm. using some of the psionic powers and things like that to make sure it's relatively balanced.
Nice. I like it.
Now, with the illithid adjacent
mm-hmm.
stat block, that would be a lot more difficult, I think. It would be more of a role play kind of aspect.
Definitely. I mean, I think both you could do very role play heavy.
Oh, very much.
In that sense, yeah.
One thing I do like that Baldur's Gate 3 does mm-hmm. has its own skill tree for the illithid.
Right. So cool.
So if you're not aware, if you don't care about Baldur's Gate spoilers, or you've already been there, or you're just looking for something new, whatever. If you collect the tadpoles from people mm-hmm. that you kill that are also infected, you can consume those tadpoles and then unlock more psionic powers.
Basically, you like level up your tadpole. It makes it more powerful. Yeah.
I don't have my main character doing that. I have one. I have Assyrian doing it instead of mm-hmm. me.
Yeah, I have Gale doing it on his own as well.
So, because I was playing, the first one I picked up, I'm like, oh, I was gonna hold on to it. I'm just like, we'll see, we'll weigh the pros and cons, and we'll collect a few and go from there. And then Asterion's like, well, if you don't want it, I'll take it. And I'm like, this is an opportunity to play guinea pig.
Yeah, 100%. So that skill tree is very interesting. I was having a look at it before. Yeah,
very interesting. I should have pulled it up before we talked about this. But
yeah, go on. So would you? What would you? So what subclass would you go for if you were making, say, like a level? We normally make level 5, we'll say level 3 character. You've got your homebrew race that you've made. What subclass are you picking for that?
I would say, since we're going subclass, for the main class, mm-hmm. we should start there before we dive into subclass.
I mean, by all means, Chris.
But that's the tough part. Because I tend to be more martial character than I am spellcaster.
You do like a martial character, that's true.
I do like a martial character. I do love, like, if I'm doing a spellcaster, I'm normally doing a bard because I like to have my high charisma.
Yes. We I think, our, like, player and, like, D&D group we have is very charisma spellcaster. That's how I would describe us as a group.
Oh, yeah, I'm either doing Bard or Warlock.
Yeah, if I'm doing we're both very much the same in that sense. I'm literally playing a Bard or Sorcerer. Yeah.
But but in the ways of a more martial character, I would probably go more roguish.
Oh, like Soul Knife, or would you go something else?
I think Soul Knife is more psionic, right?
Yeah, it's like one of the psionic classes.
Yeah. I think Soul Knife Rogue would be probably where I would go with that. To take advantage of the psionic.
The undead one's really interesting, though. That's another one you could probably RP to make it, like, very elicity. Like, it's there's the Wailing, something called Wailing, something like that. Wailing Souls or something, which is their sneak attack, which, like, gives necrotic damage around them. I mean, maybe. I think that's right. I haven't looked at this for a long time. But I'm pretty damn sure it, like, does, like, a radius area on what you damage. And then, like, it was, like, so you can play that as, like, you psionically blast, right, from that area, which is fun.
Which, I mean, once again, it comes down to a lot of roleplay and flavor.
Hell yeah. Flavor. Like, this, like, that's one thing, even with, like, a homebrew, you still need to RP the shit with this. Like, that's a big part. I mean, you should probably RP the shit of most things, but, with an illithid, because it's not a base level thing, it's not something that's like, this is an illithid race, and here's all the things you can do. As always, we say, do your research and look into what illithids are like. Look at the stat block, read that. Look at Ravenloft books, because that probably tells you how to do some stuff like that. Do you know how I would do it? And do you want to know how I have done it? I have played as an illithid in a small mini one-shot that my sister ran. I used the Vampyr, lineage. Yeah.
I always forget about lineages.
So I used the Vampyr lineage, flavored it as brain-eating, and I made a Psy fighter, the psionic fighter. Yeah, and my backstory was that my ship crashed in Baldur's Gate in the sea, and I swam to shore, and I am looking for a way back.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, which is funny, because Baldur's Gate wasn't out at this point either. Like, so.
What, a time recording? It's only been out for, what, a week? 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, Max. I mean, like, it was, like, the trailer wasn't out or anything at this point, so that was just, funnily enough, that I... Maybe they stole my story. Maybe that's what
there
it is.
There you go. That's what it is.
Definitely.
I'm sure that's exactly what the creators did.
100% happened. So the Dampier is a, if you don't want to, like, have to homebrew, the Dampier is a great, if you're willing to RP the shit out of it, because you have to. You have to be like, yes, I devour his brain. Which is super fun to say. It's a great picking up point, because the fun thing is, on the Dampyr list of things, one of the things it says is brains, I'm pretty sure, or life force. So it's, like, not just blood, which is very,
it's
very
kind of
fun.
Already written into
yeah,
to use it properly.
Yeah, they just didn't outright say it, which is very fun. Also, another thing, if you want, so we're gonna, so that's, we've pretty much covered the lithids and the way to run them. Not on the RP side, we should probably talk about before the end, but a lithid adjacent, so tadpole based or thralls controlled by an lithid, or some sort of hive mind thing. You could use a, you could probably homebrew a feat or a dark gift to do that sort of thing. Or even like a magic item would work as well. I mean, Baldur's Gate is a great, if you play through it, it shows very good examples of what those things could do. So like the persuasion thing aspect of it and like the controlling aspect of it, right? Which is very, very fun. And the, you could have some sort of charge-based system where you have a certain amount of charges from the start of having this thing. And if you use them, all of them, you begin Seramorphosis, right? You could do something like that. And then if you wanted to go into the full Dampier, you could either, like Chris said, homebrew, or just do the lineage on top of it, right? Super fun.
That is awesome.
Look at me creating content.
Look at that. Here we go. We're doing this.
My brain's working for once. Yay! Baby brain has not failed me. Right. Anyway, yeah, that's my spiel there. That's a good way of doing it. Items, feats, charges, little bits and bobs like that. Yeah. Anything you want to say on that, Chris?
Is there any more specific, like, would you make it like a tadpole specific item that you're like permanently attuned to?
Yeah, I would like to. So I'd do like a cursed item. So treat it as a cursed item and have it. So you, when you have the item, you are automatically attuned to it and you cannot unattune to it until it is removed from your person. That's what I would do. And then you can also put stuff in like, I mean, there's probably something out there from one of the, like the editions to specify what to do if you're latched onto by a tadpole, right? But you could have something like, this cannot be stopped by greater restoration if you wanted to. You could make it fucking brutal. You could make it very specific. This needs to be removed by either like surgery or something real. Like, you could go real fucking dark. Like, yeah, your eyeball needs removed and someone needs to fucking scrape around in there.
I don't. Once again, this is a more later spoiler. Because you meet Volo.
You do.
Volo's around. You meet Volo.
And that happens.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Did you? More spoilers. Just, there's a lot of spoilers in this. I apologize.
There's a lot of spoilers.
Did you get the eye replacement? Did you go full hog?
I thought about it, but I don't think I'm going to do it in this playthrough.
I went full hog and got the eye replacement, and you can see invisibility with it.
I know that.
That is so fucking good.
I know that much. I think I'm going to leave my playthrough, not do that, because I know after that, Volo doesn't show up anymore. He, like, just dips out.
Yeah, he fucking bails.
He bails. But I think in the playthrough I'm doing with some buddies of mine, I think I'm going to try and do that and, like, beat him to the punch and go for it. So that's my goal there, because that's playing a drow rogue in that, and I think having this invisibility will be real useful.
I started a game with Ben and James as a barbarian, known barbarian, because that's just fucking fun. And I haven't played with them. I've played with them twice the entire time, and now they're just raging because they're just stuck with my character. So now they're like, yeah. Oh. So they just call it Dave, like I'm there. They just treat it like it's me. Anywho, where are we up to? What time is it? Where am I? Oh, dearie. Time check. Let's have a look. Okay. We're doing good. Okay. I've just knocked my drink for the third time. Look at that straw go. It's going to happen a lot.
You know what you didn't do? What did you do your disgusting slurp.
Oh, shit. Wait there. You ready?
Look at us. Dave's just...
Oh, wait there. Oh, wait there. I need to get the mic closer. It's not fucking picking it up.
No.
This fucking new mic filter is too good. I hate it.
Oh,
Rick, let me. I'll do a glass for us. There we go. I'll pick that up.
There you go. We're trying to get back into the swing of things. You've been gone for a minute.
I've so long. It feels like forever, but just not even that long. Time moves weird when you have a baby. Like, it moves fucking really weird. Like, it feels quick and also slow at the same time. Do you want to be really funny? This is completely off topic now. I mean, it's kind of not, because I feel like I've had all in my brain. I went into work, so I had a break for paternity leave. I don't know if you have that sort of thing in America, because you basically have slave labor. We have 2 weeks off, which is kind of ish paid for. You get like a few hundred pounds, it's not a lot. But I had 2 weeks off, and then I went back to work for a week in between, and then I've just had another 2 weeks off and I've gone back in. So the first week back, I did a lot of work on a project. I thought it was perfect. I thought I'd finish everything. Had 2 weeks off, came back in, and immediately found about 100 errors. And I went, oh no. So I spent my entire week fixing my own mistakes from 2 weeks ago, which has been fun.
That's insane. That's one of the things I'm terrified at. So, you know what? Actually, this is also the first episode of recording when I'm in my own office.
You've moved. We've been very busy.
We've been very busy.
Yeah. So I think you've got a new job. And you've got a new house.
It's back to back. I think the next like 5-10 minutes of this episode are just going to be, hey, here's what's like been going on.
This is all lives now.
Well, because we also missed an episode. We had to move some stuff around too.
I know.
So it was really upsetting. So here's the justification for it. We've been super busy. I started my new job.
Mm-hmm, is very exciting. Something you actually want to do.
It's something I actually want to do. I'm building this company's social media. Three brands of this company owns their social media presence. I'm building from square zero,
which is cool,
which is super cool. Which we just opened up, or we just got a location in a third state. So
nice.
It's real cool. I'm growing their social presence from zero to wherever I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
I moved into this apartment by myself, which is wonderful.
Very exciting.
I have my own office.
It's congratulations.
I do nothing.
Adulting.
Adulting. Yeah. I sit at home and I play Baldur's Gate or I answer emails.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been crazy hectic. In both of our lives and just getting everything in order.
Yeah.
But with my new schedule, we're back.
We are back. We're back, baby.
We're back, baby. With my schedule, it is a lot more open than it has been prior. So I'm actually able to operate somewhat on UK time where they're like, hey, I'm going to record. Like, hey, can we record at like 9 o'clock my time? I'm like, yeah, I'll actually be home.
Mm-hmm. Which helps.
Call it good. Instead of me working until 10, 11. Because
you used to like, Chris's life. Whenever we used to record, or even like when we played games, like sometimes you'd have to like rush back from work and then immediately jump on rather than like having a shower or like something to eat. You'd have to just like immediately jump on, which sucks.
I would work 6 a.m. to 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I got off at 3 on Fridays, and Fridays was our day that we could play.
Yeah, right.
Everything else was super late for you guys.
Mm hmm.
And I book it home, and I'd be online from like 3:30 to like 6-7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock, we tapped out.
Yeah, it was wild. Like, we used to have that joke in the server where I'd be in the vibe zone, and we used to have drive through cash point Wednesdays.
I would get paid on Wednesdays, so we would always. I'd hop on the vibe zone when I'm on my way home from work, and everyone would stick around with me as I went through the drive-through to deposit my check.
So funny. Drive-through like cash points and like it's just not a thing in the UK at all.
I'm like, I can do the mobile deposit, but then I wouldn't get the full check until like the next Monday.
So you have to give you a check to cash. That's how it works.
I never set up direct deposit.
What?
I never intended to be there as long as I was there.
I mean,
so I'm just like,
90% of the time in the UK, well, like 99% of the time in the UK, you get forced to set that up. So they will be like, give me your bank details. And then you just get your money. That's it.
They're like, hey, like, do you want a form to fill out direct deposit? I'm like, nah, I'm good. And then I just proceeded to never get that form for two and a half years.
That is wild. Anyway, that's what we've been up to.
That's what we've been up to. Look at that. That's what you missed on Glee.
This is a weird Glee. Oh, wow.
Lots of drama. But I think...
You know what? It's time to ring that fucking aberrant bell.
It's time to ring that bell. Let's wind this
big old bell. Right. We've just fucking talked shit, and it's been great, and I've missed it. So, roundup.
Roundup.
Homebrew. Race-wise, homebrew or damp here.
Which I always forget about the damp here lineage, no matter.
I got you, man.
I let people are like, oh yeah, I'm going to play a damp fire. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot this is a thing.
This is the thing. I will also list up a bunch of subclasses that I would recommend using, because I wrote them down like a sensible boy. Subclass-wise, you said, I know, look at me prepared. Like, what's going on?
You're like, hey, we're going to record at 8:45 my time, and instead of getting ready, I'm like, cool, that gives me an extra half hour to play Baldur's Gate.
This is the weird thing now, so like, my free time, any time I have free is like bliss. So if I can sit down and write a list, it's great. So here's my list of recommended subclasses. So I've got Aberrant Mind Sorcerer, of course, Soul Knife Rogue, or the undead one, can't remember what it's called, Psy Warrior Fighter, College of Whispers Bard is a very fun one if you RP it well. Path of the Beast Barbarian, if you wanted to play like a vampiric mind flare, or like a tadpole infected human that's like mid-transition. And a Swarm Keeper Ranger could be interesting if you had like tadpole swarms, which is just a vibe, right?
I'm getting ideas.
Yeah.
Because I know in the next few sessions, one of my character in Frostfell is definitely dying.
There's going to be a lot of death happening in the next two episodes of us.
What'd you say?
There's going to be a lot of death.
I might use some of these against you. I don't know.
Please do. Please do, because there is access to these things, definitely. So, by all means.
It's been like a month or two since we last played that game. It's been a minute.
Yes, we've had like 2 months off. And in that time, I've had one player say they're moving to a different game, and another player saying they want to switch characters. So... definitely lots of death. And your character is probably gonna have a bad time because they've just had a bad time from the start.
Well, yeah, because you and I work off each other and we both like to create trauma.
Yeah.
So like rationally I'll know the right and like proper thing to do, and then I'm like, nah, this will be spicy, and then I'll do the worst possible thing. Because I know you're gonna make it hurt everybody else around
you. You know these people, you don't ask any questions. I'm like, yeah, these people are the bad guys. You're like, oh no.
Yeah, named like, hey, these people, like, what are they? I'm like, oh, they can be childhood friends. You're like, oh, they're the ones who are gonna kill you. I'm like, oh darn.
Yeah. So you've met one of them and you're currently hunting the other. Oh, which is great.
Oh
yeah. God. Fun times. And you had an interesting experience with the first one, which I mean I'm gonna waffle on for a bit more, sorry Ben. I keep knocking my glass. This is terrible. I need a bigger desk. So the bit where, I mean, this is very mind flayery, right? So the bit where you were sat looking at the corpse of your friend, and then Dral Katar, which is the Frost Maiden in everyone's version, possessed the body, and you were like, is this happening? Is this really happening? I'm like, this is really happening. And they like lifted their neck, like a twisted neck, and was like speaking to you. Super fun. You could do that with like an infected humanoid. I mean, spoilers for Baldur's Gate, when you're on the ship and the brain, the what did you call it? It's called, what's it called? The brain people, the little brains. what the brain's called?
Intellect Devourers,
where the person has the intellect devourer in the brain, but the person is dead. And it's like, save me, please. I fucking love that bit so much.
I failed the check and it ran away.
I crushed it with my bare fucking hands like a unit of the Dragon Ball Paladin that I am.
We are both playing Dragon Ball Paladins.
Which is very funny. Yeah. Which we didn't even speak about it until today, but we were like, Dragon Ball Paladin. What subclass?
Vengeance.
I went the Redemption, the one they called it something else, though.
Boo.
Because Kel'Thrax was a Redemption Paladin.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The boo.
He's not really a Redemption Paladin. He's a pretty bad fucking guy in this game. Never mind. He's fallen already. I mean, you have to be bad to redeem yourself, right? I think that's how it works. So,
I think that's how it works.
So, right, we'll wrap it up because this has been a really fun episode.
We're catching back up. Because we haven't really talked either. This is the most we've talked.
Literally not spoken to each other for like a month.
The first time I talked to you, I hopped in to do a Frostdaw game.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, because I stopped my game at Baldur's Gate because I'm like, I'll hop in now. And they were just like, hey, we're going to play Pathfinder because some people aren't here. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to do for the next few hours. Sure.
I mean, that was a really fun one. Sure. That's the first time we've both, I mean, you've played Pathfinder before. I haven't. Felt very different, which is, I didn't expect it to feel that different.
But this conversation can happen in another episode.
Also, can have a guest with us next time. Ooh. One of our patron members is going to jump on with us, Chris. You can too if you join the higher tier. Anyway, come and speak to us on the Discord server because we want to hear your things. Come and tell us about your illithid tales of infecting minds, poisoning brains.
How about if you're playing Baldur's Gate, let us know what you're thinking.
Oh yeah, also talk about Baldur's Gate. 100%.
What your character's playing, who's your party.
It's so wild, the different playthroughs. I can't get my head around still how different they all are. It feels different every fucking time, and it blows my goddamn mind.
Oh, yeah. I intend to have multiple playthroughs of this game.
I'm going to play this game for a million times. So good.
But I'm super excited. I would love to hear what everyone's running, because I know Ben and we've talked to Ben a little bit about how he's running.
A wizard, as always.
What? No, really?
Spending a wizard, and I think I don't remember he's doing a solo playthrough. I wouldn't say a rogue, but I'm probably wrong. Also, I forgot to say, sorry, Ben. In an upcoming episode, Ben talks about lithids. No, he talks about intellect devourers. I failed miserably.
You look at that.
Wait for that episode.
That next week.
It's a week. It's coming.
It's gonna be a week.
It's the week.
Do I week know happening exactly soon. When?
You have to listen to know when it's coming, right? So you know. That's the rules. Right. We're gonna go now because we're just talking.
We're just going at this point.
Yeah,
but it's always great. We're happy to be back. I'm glad Dave's back.
I'm glad to be back. I've missed it, everyone. I miss talking in general. I can't wait to play some D&D properly. I've been a player, but I can't wait to DM some D&D. That's what I want.
I'm so ready to get everything going so I can like have more time to plan a campaign.
So much vibes.
I'm so ready.
But it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Let's wind this down.
We'll go this up. Otherwise, we're just going to keep talking, bro.
We're just going to keep going. So please, check us out on Patreon.
Yes.
We're more than happy to have access to all the channels that are available on the Discord server. Mm-hmm. And at a certain tier, you're able to hop on here with us. Share your thoughts and just come on, chill out.
Yes.
I think it's a great way to go. Join us on the Discord server. You can join us in the common room for free, as well as in access to our episode discussion page where you can talk about what your thoughts on Illithids are or your Baldur's Gate playthrough or anything else regarding any of the episodes that you've listened to here on the We Speak Common channel. Anything I'm missing?
No. You can just come on and shout at Ben. Some people do that sometimes. It's fun. I'm going to go now. I've had a lot of drink. There's a lot of booze in that drink. A lot of booze.
More booze, the better. That's how I live my life.
I mean, I'm just going to keep going. Before we go, pre-warning.
Everybody's going to keep trailing on. We're just going to go into the ad.
I'm just going to go. We're going to. gonna go. The drink I made prior to starting this, the first recipe I found for it had 2 shots of vodka in addition to the booze that I added in, and it tasted purely of vodka and it was vile. So then I refound another recipe which didn't use vodka and it tasted a million times better, but it's still a lot of booze.
But we'll post that recipe, the better recipe.
Yes, not the same recipe.
Tavern tab. Is that access to Patreon members? Or is that everyone?
Let's have a look. God, this is terrible ending. I apologize, everyone. It's just Patreon members have access to that, which I don't know why. We'll probably open that. I'll talk to Ben.
We'll figure that one out. We'll go from there. But
yeah, okay, we're gonna go now because we will.
It's a long episode at this point from what we normally do, so we're gonna.
We love you all. Bye bye.
Thank you so much, everybody. Bye bye.
Go find some brains. Speak to you later.
Thanks again for joining us here on Tavern Talk. This show wouldn't be possible without our generous Patreon members, as well as our friends over at the Dice Dungeon, where you can pick up all your premium D&D and Dice Goblin essentials without paying a premium price. Plus, you can use code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout and save 10% off your order. And the creative minds behind Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, who provide game-ready box text, as you see in your favorite pre-written modules, to help you tell your next epic story. Offering DM and player scenes to choose from, with more than 600 free scenes and over 10,000 scenes available with a subscription. You can try Describe tonight. And once you decide to subscribe to Describe, you can use code COMMON at checkout for 10% off every month for your first 2 years. Until next time, we'll keep the fire going for you.
Thanks for listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your platform of choice and share us with a friend or D&D group near you. If you'd like to directly support the network and the production of new shows like the one you heard today, head to the description of this episode or our social media pages for a link to our Patreon page. You can connect with the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WeSpeakCommon.